Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The first of two parts today with Dr. David Piller. He's a member of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Board of Directors, and he gets us ready for next Friday's big event at the Monroe Convention Center as we induct the seventh class to the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk about who benefits from this and a great opportunity for the public to get involved.
1 week away, Glass. Next Friday night will be the seventh induction group for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. It'll be at the Monroe Convention Center, the meet and greet, and that's the one we want to talk about for just a minute. Meet and greet starts at 5 o'clock, totally wide open to the public. John Baker, one of our board members, has the most amazing collection of Monroe County sports memorabilia. We're not talking just North South Edgewood. We're talking about Ellettsville High School, Bloomington High School. We're talking about Smithville, Unionville, Steinsville, University High School. He will have one room full of memorabilia to come check out. Pennants, Letterman jackets, pictures, autographs, game programs, old athletic equipment. So cool. So if you are a fan of history, sports, or especially both, meet and greet at 5 o'clock. Also, obviously, because it is a meet and greet, our inductees who are able to be there will be there to sign autographs. We've got some neat kind of cardstock pictures for them to sign, and you'll have the opportunity to probably meet and mingle with past inductees as well. Another neat thing that'll be a part of it, Glass, two other things that are a little bit new to this. First, our scholarship recipients. We've got six student-athletes from our three public comprehensive high schools here in Monroe County that will be honored. Denver Idolat and Serena Morris from Edgewood. It's Grace Haskett and Matthew Jordan from South, and it's Mackenzie Ridge and Logan Calvin from North. They'll be there as well.
Reds return to the airwaves tonight to take on the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 9:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our discussion with Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame board member David Piller. The doctor lets us know, along with this year's meet and greet, there will be a silent auction. But it's not your typical silent auction. Listen here how you can get involved, even if you're not going to the dinner, with meeting and greeting some of the legends that have been inducted and will be inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
Then this year, for the first time, we're going to have a silent auction, again, open to the public, starting at 5 o'clock. That'll run throughout the evening. But if you're not attending the event, you can still participate in the silent auction. And Glass, listen to this. You can have lunch with Jerry Yeagley and then go over to an IU soccer practice at the IU soccer stadium. Angelo Pizzo, a former inductee who's a Hall of Fame member, class of 2016. Go to lunch with Angelo, and then you'll get a couple autographs on DVDs of Hoosiers and Rudy. One of my favorite ones, just because of my relationship and knowledge of these two guys. How about lunch with Hall of Famers Tom McKinney and J.R. Holmes at the same time?
You know, we're looking shop, at talking
over 1,000. Probably over 1,200 career high school IHSA basketball victories, three state championships, countless sectionals. Have lunch with those two guys. Lunch with Bill Mallory is on there as well. Got seven or eight different experiences that highlight and engage.
A lot of people hear silent auctions and say,
no,
well,
we're not bidding on tickets.
Football,
yeah, we're not bidding on tickets and things like that.
This is above and beyond. That's
first
a really great
through,
idea.
Really want to promote the history and the people that make up the Hall of Fame. MCSHOF.com. $40 for a reception that'll start about 6 o'clock. Then you have dinner at the convention center. Then the awards ceremony. If you don't do online and you still would like to come,
no problem.
Call Annie Carpenter, 812-336-6434.
I'm Mike Glasgow. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith.